Thank you for tuning in to Prevailing Word Broadcast. This message is presented by Reverend Ibu Asan, the head pastor of Prevailing Word Chapel. Enjoy this insightful kingdom living message.
Stand upon your feet as we read from John chapter 4, verses 10. Jesus answered and said unto her, If thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that said to thee, Give me to drink, thou wouldest have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water.
Na Yesu bua se ne se, se wuni mo nyankopon adumo ache de no, eni ni a obisa wi a, anka wo be bi odi ni a webisa woni nyina be ma no na waka se o ma enkwansuo no.
The woman said unto him, Sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep.
Na ma me ni bisa se, eja
From whence then hast thou that living water? Are you greater than our father Jacob, who gave us the well and drank thereof himself and his children and his cattle? Jesus answered and said unto her, Whosoever drinks of this water shall thirst again. But whosoever drinks of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting
life.
May the Lord add his blessing to the preaching and teaching of his word in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
I'm still talking about the anointing. And this morning, I'm going to share with you one of the very important sermons on the anointing. The title is Drawing on the Anointing. Oh.
Drawing.
When we talk anointing, we are talking about the supernatural power of God. And there are things we do that naturally, if you like, credit us with anointing. Jesus said to the woman, if you know who it is who is speaking to you, you are asking for the type of water that shall never run out, but it shall lead you to everlasting life. When you accept Jesus as Lord and Savior, there is a well of water that God creates within your heart. That water is supposed to keep springing up until you pass on and then we go to heaven. But once on earth, you are supposed to be living out the very life of God with the well of water deposited in you.
Na sansu ni e di e be peko wu mu akosi se ewiase ewiye nyina be ba na wuti asi sa ensu no epimfi wu mu te mri dina.
So the first thing that credits us with anointing is acceptance of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Na dia etumi e de fam ye ho ka se we wo musra ye na sase ne se wo be di Christ se wo kra jenkwa.
Every Christian therefore is anointed.
Ani to Christ ni biara e wo musra.
Now the second thing that will credit you more with the anointing of God is the position you occupy in life, for example.
If you are
a parent, there is anointing that God gives you for the sake of your family. If
you
are a pastor, there's anointing God gives for the sake of the church. So a pastor is anointed not for himself, he's anointed for the people. The Bible says that all the gifts that God gives us, God gives us those gifts to profit all, to profit everybody.
Now when you say a chadia no demaye no or demaye se beyan faswa ameni penny na.
Now the anointing that a pastor has is not because he is better than you.
Now and was sana was so for no sunan chess so for no or yasin.
It is just because of the seat on which he sits. The very seat it on spiritually will credit you with a certain supernaturality of the anointing. So if you take the singers, for example, singers, but the music director, because she has been
accredited.
Sometimes you may even sing better than her, but her credit is still with her.
So
the position you occupy spiritually earns you a certain credit of anointing. And then the other thing that can also bring you anointing is when you recognize seniors in the Christian life and in the ministry. One day I had a training session with the church workers. I think it might be that light leaders. And I told them, we're talking about ranking in of God.
And
now, there was a practical issue that came up. One of the brothers was challenging somebody I consider his senior. So I'm using the case that not to be some one to another and that we are not equal. We may have the same title. Actually, you might be able to recognize when something that God has given him. Are you here with me?
Yeah. Now, our church, our money, Koban, say, a woman, say, woman, I did pray about Gentina and Nipa, me, and be no maybe her month, yes, yeah. Now, our catch up, I couldn't say, Tobo, Essence, Sir Nipe, Womukra, the da, Donanamus, Rano, the Wow, Muninamu, Pos, yeah. Bako de nanso ono wo bibi sunku bi won so I was say we say o wani mu esin.
When you are doing a program in a certain area, you must always honor those who are considered as the spiritual fathers in that area. You may come from outside the area. Once you enter the territory, you must honor them. The moment you honor them, there's a certain credit of anointing that comes upon your life.
Na onyame ma wakwanja wo abrabom nimdie bi wo kwan bi so na se onyame ma wo sa kwanja hwase se wo de ye adwuma won mo mo kwanim wo sa bia no e wo se wo nya du se wo ye huma pe wo di edi ese on be ma wo e ba ne sa musira sunku bi e ba wo
so. So for example, if I was an evangelist in Accra and I was coming to organize a crusade in Takrade, the moment I Takrade, I have to meet the spiritual fathers of the land.
Na fani se obi o kan sempa kan a o won kan. Now about Takrade. Onyado Takrade a wo so okohwehwe sunsun penifo a e wo Takrade na okochia wo.
And actually ask for their blessing for your program.
Na bisa wo mu enhyira e wo sa adwuma wo beye no so.
You see, what I'm illustrating with is about ministry. But your personal life, you may be embarking on now. Anybody you consider a spiritual mother or father, if you want to do well and get some credit, more anointing, don't say, I know what I'm going to do. No, don't be the type of person who is trying to be his own man or his own woman. Because in practical reality, there is nobody who is a self-made person anywhere. Everybody is made by somebody, a bunch of people, a number of circumstances. That's what has made you. So the terminology, the phrase self-made, I understand it. But for us Christians, it is inappropriate. And don't use it. Because like that.
And it was simple. Who ye baby? And I said, who would trip up? Now to move away, I'm so soon my job. I am so soon and now. Out to me to an amount of bonaman. Yes, I say, we see you. Obian, you are in Kuan on it.
So Jesus wanted water. In fact, he actually wanted to minister to the woman. He wanted to put an anointing on the woman's life. But he asked the woman to give him water, something that was now. Sometimes the natural things we do will open the door to supernatural things. Are you listening to me? Jesus asked for the water. By the end of the day, the Bible doesn't tell us whether the woman gave him the water. We will suppose she did. By the way she walking and all that, we don't get a picture. Now, at the end of the day, she became anointed. She went in city and she began to preach Christ. I'm a man who told me everything about myself. The seed, the effort made in giving Jesus in had resulted in she being put on a set platform of ministry,
hallelujah.
If you like.
Hallelujah. A woman should be some man or idea a da who bet to me the man ensue. Sir, my money be not so nice to trim air strong. Could you be a while? I will wear ya, Chaddy. I will want to. Would the year to me to be a quamasu soon, crunko as so, mamma. Now one a baby be strongco. Now, Bible, my atias, yes, say ye, some man or my yes, so no, and our man on and so. Or ye are not dressed a warrior pen, and was that soon could be better than so. Or shall say so, or call chromacy a bow. Mumma, your papa, yo, wakama hita sem nina chreme, or shall say so, or di yesu wa dansi.
The woman says something very interesting, which is somewhat the inspiration for the title of my message. She said, you don't have anything to draw well, and the thing is very deep.
Na ma mena bisa yesu se she, upen suwebi, usun suwa wuni.
Anointing is usually not something that you find in the surface. It's a very deeply planted deposit. And you need something to draw the anointing out. There are two major steps that will help you in drawing on the anointing. The first one I call relational steps. And the second one I call deep steps. Now, when we talk about deep steps, we are talking about prayer and fasting, studying the word of God, waiting on the Lord, fellowshipping with the Lord, discovering your purpose. These things will anointing over your life. They are the deep steps that bring anointing.
And
there's a second one called the relational steps. This relate to how you deal with people, women and men who are anointed of God. The way you relate with them will bring an anointing upon your life. Because anointing is something that comes from God. If you don't honor the people that God has anointed, you are not going to get anointing. In other words, your brother that you see, if you hate him with all the anointing upon his life, you can't go to God and say you love him, then that he should give you anointing. The Bible tells us, John said that if you hate your brother that you see, and you claim that you love God that you cannot see, John says you are lying. So people who want anointing, there are two major steps they have to go through. The first is the relational steps, and the second has to do with deep steps. Jesus applied relational steps and deep steps in his life. He was about to start his ministry. But he had a senior in the ministry, if you like. He was known and he was doing the work of the Lord. In the world, he was meant to go ahead of Christ himself. So Jesus went to him and Jesus said, baptize me. The moment he was baptized, the heaven was open and the Spirit of God came upon him. That's the anointing. And he said, this is my beloved son in whom I'm well pleased. What a way to start your ministry.
Hallelujah.
I said, what a way to start your ministry. For the heavens to open and the voice of God to come. I don't know whether those who were standing around heard it. I want to believe they did. See, and God said, this is my beloved son. I love him because he has applied relational steps.
Na Yeshua Bible ma, emra Yesu born mo asema ne a wo so born asu. Obo ni mo asema ne se supo wie ya pe na suru bie. Na onyame su so kronkron ba ne so se anoma. Na no ne enwosra no. Na hwekwan a o se na dwuma se. Obo ni mo ase pe asuru ebie ye. E ma ne a onyame e pe wo no ho oka e de fa no ho. Kwan ya
but that was not all. When the anointing came upon him, the anointing drove him for that steps. For 40 days and nights, he was praying, he was fasting. The Apostle Paul started his ministry with deep steps. Galatians chapter 1 verse 15 and 16. But when it pleased God who separated me from my mother's womb and called me by his grace. To reveal his son in me. That I might preach him among the heathen. Immediately I confirmed not with flesh and blood. So the first thing Paul did when God called him was to go into deep steps. To draw on the anointing. Look at chapter 2 verse 9. And when James and John, who seemed to be pillars, perceived the grace was given unto me.
James, Peter,
you see, the grace had come, and Peter and the rest, they could perceive the anointing on his life.
He
came through deep steps. They gave to me and Barnabas the right hands of fellowship, that we should go unto the heathen, and they unto the circumcision. So you see, you need a certain hand of fellowship for a plan to be created for your ministry. Sometimes you can have people who are very anointed, but they have not applied relational steps. Because of that, their ministry is limited or confined. Sometimes some of these people have the idea, I don't need any man, I need only God. For Apostle Paul, he went to see Peter and the rest after 3 good years. Nobody knows what kept him from going to see them earlier. But he saw them. And they gave him the hand of fellowship. In other words, they told the heathen that this is a man who has the grace of God upon him, and he has our blessing. We are with him. We agree that he's called of God, he's gifted of God. And the moment you have people relating with you that way, doors will just open for you.
Hallelujah. Now, where should I say? Peter, no more echo, I'm a phone walker catching, he said, Paul, yeah, war, Benny Banabasi. Oya onipa ye nim no se onyame ho sra won so. Na ye kan ho won ya oye nyam ye tan achi. Ano ti akwanja kese bie ma no.
Having said all that, let me now give you 5 things to draw the well of anointing with.
Amaka we mu nyina no ye be kan yo ma numa. Ebe ma ye ekwan a ye betumi edi atwe san ho sra no aba ye so.
Number 1, pursue the anointing with your heart. Because the anointing is a deep thing. So the deep part of you has to contact the deep anointing. Let's look at Psalm 42, verse 7. Psalm 42, verse 7. He said, deep calls unto deep. If the anointing is deep, you must be deep for you to tap it. At the noise of thy water sprouts, all thy waves and thy billows are gone of me. Deep calls unto deep. At the noise of thy water sprouts. So when you hear a sprout of anointing, it's a deep thing that has been released. Let your deep part respond to the deep thing that has been released. And let the waves of the anointing go over you. In other words, submit yourself unto the anointing. Calm down.
Said,
all thy waves and thy billows are gone over
me.
Pursue the anointing with your heart. When you do that, one of these days you are going to see the anointing you pursued displayed in your life.
Yeah. So we are saying we must say we must run our hope and ha.
Proverbs chapter 4 verse 23. The second point I want to share with you.
Yeah, just me.
Honor the anointing a person carries. As for anointing, anywhere you see it, honor it. Otherwise, you are not going much of it. It's like money. If you have no respect for money, you often don't get money. God does not cast his spells before swine. Treasurable things are given to those who treasure them. Let's look at 1 Corinthians 12, verse 4 to 7. Honor the anointing a person carries.
It
said, now there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are differences of administrations, but the same Lord. And there are diversities of operations, but it is the same God which worketh all in all. So when we talk of the anointing, you see differences. You will see differences in the giftings. You see a prophet like Moses who is operating slightly different from a prophet like Elijah. You see a prophet like John the Baptist who is operating differently from a prophet like Elijah. The prophetic ministry, there are diversities of it. So when somebody says he is a prophet, because that's what God has made him, you must know that there are diversities of the prophetic ministry. You must know it. There are some prophets whose ministry is mainly intercessory. God shows them things about nations, and their prophetic ministry is to nations. Yeah. It's at that level.
Yeah.
Are you here with me?
Yeah.
And a person can be a prophet whose prophetic ministry is to churches. And then we have the one that we are used to, who minister to individuals. Are you here with me? So
you
must know that there are diversities of the gifts. The same gift, but diversity. Diversity means that it's a maize, but some for cocoa, some for apprentice, some for kenke. It's the same chemical makeup. It's called allotrope.
Well, see, I don't know your medium manu, say ye and come say and come say no mum and susne wom said ye. Ukoto bro, ubetumia benku wom, ubenya dokunu wom, ubenya kacha yesu wom, ubenya koko wom, koko po yawa, bro koko, yawa hausa koko, yawa atukuko and de yibia. Anuti and musrani abaku nansu ye wura hura bebri.
So you must honor the anointing a person carries. Sense the diversity of administration, the way it is done. Sense it and accept it.
Who said
there are diversities of operations? But it is the same God who works all in all. Operations are different.
Now I say, ayo nyami krona na ye omu nyina mu adwuma. Said omu ye omu nyoma ni na yasronko.
So honor the anointing. I'm saying this because you are going to see different people that we may bring to this house. Okay?
Yeah.
Some may dramatic and spectacular.
Yeah.
Others may not be spectacular, but they are supernatural.
Yeah.
God may talk to them. When they come, they will share with you verses.
Yeah.
And they may not say, I see. Mm. Or I travel the spirit and I'm in your hometown. But you see, they may not operate like that. But they come with something the Lord has showed them, out of which a message has been fashioned. You must be able to honor the anointing, whether it's operating this way or that way.
Yeah.
Send the anointing and honor it.
Yeah.
And don't be somebody who says, this service part, there was no nice cry. All we were exposed was 10 to 10 to 10 to 10 to. Yesterday they understand 10 to 1 Corinthians, 10 to this place, 10 to the, then we closed. There was nothing like I see. There are diversities of gifts, operations, administrations. Honor all the anointing. Can I have an amen for the Lord?
Amen. I see. One year two when you know sans a fimu, ye behu a sofa hoa omu ba obian and adumache de. Obi a boy come sheni papa. Now when yamene na kasa will be bihu no ba. And it's one more about crane Bible. Be a quaha. Be a better not someone, yamiasem no bra ye baby. Never saw no biaba. Or do I say? Me who was soon sumuyasim. Manantia co crum. Medu fia bubuano. Ami a tutu. One antiquananim. Why yes, and oh. And a bissu awa. While Bow was showing him dee. No, I can't be at so, no one any. And not it, Mumayasu. A sophobia ran away, a mini pebbia, a bennan to a hano, and was now one sonno, Mumayan she, Naya was so beyond any day.
The different anointings, if you like, are meant to bring you profits.
Hallelujah. Now, and so soon, and what and was no money on Yamede Mount, said Bayer Bayer for Swamount.
Receive all your prophets this year in the name of
Amen.
Jesus.
Amen. Now, come be biara.
When you honor the anointing that a person carries, you will also be honored.
Se obia engusawa nusunu se wunia wusu yebedi wuni.
If you've not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this prayer after me. Dear Lord, I repent of my sins. Please come into my heart and make you my Lord and personal Savior. Thank you for forgiving and accepting me as your child. If you have no place of worship, I wish to formally invite you to worship with us on Sundays at 8 a.m. at the Prevailing Word Chapel, located 3 minutes drive from the St. Peter's International School. Come and be blessed.
These books were written by Reverend Ibuasan.
Family Matters, Counseling with Skill, Elders Ministry, Helps Ministry, and True Love are all available at Red Crest Bookshop, Sego Junction, and Expressions Gift and Cash Shop next to UBA Bank, Takrady.
Lord, I love to sing your praise.